Hi, this is Dan Sheridan connecting you with the past. It was on this day, May 31st, 1889. One of the worst disasters in American history devastates a city. But how the people come together afterward is inspiring. Let's talk about it. On this day, May 31st, 1889, over 2,300 people are killed in Pennsylvania's Johnstown flood. The event has been described as a catastrophe indescribably awful in nature. Johnstown was a thriving steel and coal town situated about 275 feet below a massive reservoir in the mountains above. By 1889, the population reached 30,000. Now, 14 miles up the valley was an exclusive getaway for rich Pittsburgh businessmen, the South Fork Fishing and Hunting Club. The grounds included large vacation homes and a clubhouse overlooking the mountain lake, Lake Conemaugh. Members included men like Andrew Carnegie and Andrew Mellon. Now, the club owned the South Fork Dam on Lake Conemaugh, which prevented the lake from bursting down into the valley below. The dam was getting weak, yet members of the club had the top of the dam widened to make room for their carriages to cross, a project which took a few feet off the top of the dam and further weakened it. The folks at the club were fully aware the dam was wearing away, but they only authorized the groundskeepers to do occasional patchwork. Now, the head of the Cambria Iron Works in Johnstown, Daniel Morrell, knew something was wrong, so he sent a geologist to examine the dam, who concluded there were major problems with the dam. The findings were sent to those in charge of South Fork, but they ignored the warnings. The last week of May 1899 was extremely rainy. Johnstown couldn't absorb any more water and began flooding. Meanwhile, back at South Fork, Lake Conemaugh was rising rapidly. And then, on this day, May 31st, 1889, at 3:10 p.m., the dam at the head of the Conemaugh Valley burst. Over 20 million tons of water rushed down the course of the Conemaugh River like a wall, carrying away everything in its path, bridges, houses, factories, and villages. The 60 feet high flood of water roared down the mountain so fast that people in Johnstown and the surrounding hills had no time to escape. The powerful deluge swept railroad cars right off the tracks. That's how strong the floods were. Over 2,300 men, women, and children lost their lives. That's one in nine people. One-third of the bodies were never identified. Well, the people emerged from the disaster facing a harsh reality. Families were torn apart, children orphaned. One woman lost her husband and seven children. Many abandoned Johnstown, but most were bent on staying. The people immediately organized, deputized police, and started rebuilding. When the news of the disaster spread, Americans sprang into action. People from everywhere were moved with sympathy towards those suffering from this horrific event. Millions of dollars was raised. Volunteers arrived less than a week after the disaster. People outside the United States donated to the cause. And within weeks, the Red Cross had built hotels and houses. Donations of basic needs from shoes to mattresses came in from everywhere. 5 years after the disaster, the town was up and running, showing no signs anything ever happened. In his book, The Johnstown Flood, David McCullough says there are two important lessons we learn from this horrible event. First, those in the position of responsibility aren't always responsible. The Johnstown Flood could have been avoided if those responsible for the dam had acted responsibly. Second, and probably the most important lesson, that people, when they have faith in each other and have a mind to work, can rebuild a city. It was on this day, May 31st, 1889, the Johnstown flood occurred. This is Dan Sheridan. You've been connected with the past. The present and future are now yours. So make a difference wherever you're at and in everything you do today. And remember this, be good to each other because we're in this together.